Welcome to 48 North Cannabis Corp's third quarter 2019 financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in listening-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session for analysts. Instructions will be provided then for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, please press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that this conference call is being recorded today, May 21st, 2019, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I will now turn the call over to David Hackett, Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, Mr. Hackett.
Good morning. I would like to welcome all call participants to the 48 North Cannabis Corp's third quarter 2019 conference call. 48 North's intentions, hopes, beliefs, expectations or predictions of the future are forward-looking statements. It is important to note that 48 North's actual results could differ materially from those projected in such forward-looking statements. While these statements reflect the company's beliefs regarding its plans, estimates, and projections, they are subject to some uncertainties and risks that could cause actual results to differ materially. More detailed information about the company and factors that may affect its operations can be obtained from 48 North's filings with SEDAR at sedar.com. 48 North is under no obligation to update any forward-looking statements discussed today, and investors are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these statements. 48 North, Delsian Therapeutics, Good and Green, Fate, and Latitude are trade names of 48 North Cannabis Corp. All other companies and products mentioned herein may be the trademarks or registered trademarks of their respective holders. Joining me today on today's call is Allison Gordon and Jeanette Vandermeerl, our co-CEOs of 48 North. First, Allison will highlight the company's quarterly achievements, and I will then provide a brief review of the third quarter financial results. After the presentations are complete, we will open the call up to analysts for questions. Over to you, Allison.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome again. We have successfully built momentum throughout the quarter and achieved significant milestones over the past 3 months, with some notable accomplishments post-quarter as well. To start, the third quarter marked a transition for 48 North strategically. The company used the quarter to pivot away from wholesaling cannabis to other licensed producers to position itself for the sale of next-generation cannabis products targeted to be available for consumers in fall 2019. To accomplish this objective, the company made a number of strategic decisions, such as ensuring that we have sufficient inventory of cannabis to develop and manufacture next-generation cannabis products. In addition, 48 North received its standard processing license from Health Canada for its Good and Green facility in Brantford, Ontario. This is 48 North's second processing license from Health Canada. The company's first processing license was granted for its Delsian Therapeutics facility in Kirkland Lake, Ontario. The processing license at Good and Green, located 10 minutes away from our 100-acre outdoor farm, successfully guarantees 48 North's ability to extract and process its sun-grown organic cannabis for cannabis products. As a result of this approval, the company is now fully licensed to bring next-generation, market-leading cannabis products to Canadian consumers in time for the next phase of legalization. Furthermore, 48 North announced that it signed an exclusive licensing agreement with U.S.-based Arbor Pacific, Inc. to bring its premium cannabis brand, Avitas, to Canadian consumers. Avitas has developed 100% additive-free single-strain, ultra-refined, and purified vaporizer cartridges. Single-strain vaporizer cartridges represent the fastest-growing cannabis product category in the United States. 48 North looks forward to bringing Avitas market-leading vaporizers, technology, and brand to Canada, partnering with respected, well-established, and well-recognized U.S. brands like Avitas will be critical to 48 North's success and the development of next-generation cannabis products for the adult-use recreational market. Finally, 48 North was pleased to announce that it signed a supply agreement with the SQDC, Quebec's sole legal retailer for recreational cannabis. This historic agreement includes 1,200 kilos of organic sun-grown cannabis from 48 North's outdoor cultivation facility located in Brant County, Ontario, and 180 kilograms of indoor-grown cannabis from the company's Delsian Therapeutics facility in Kirkland Lake, Ontario. This marks the first supply agreement in Canada between a provincial distributor and a licensed producer with a proposed outdoor cultivation facility. Subsequent to the end of the quarter, the company hit a number of significant milestones worth addressing this morning. First, 48 North received its outdoor cultivation license from Health Canada for its 100-acre organic farm located in Brant County. Good Farm will become one of the largest ever licensed cannabis operations in the world. It is expected that 48 North will be able to harvest cannabis at the Good Farm at the lowest cost per gram in the country. The company estimates that it will be able to produce dried cannabis for approximately 25 cents per gram. Health Canada's licensing of Good Farm will allow 48 North to harvest in excess of 45,000 kilograms of dried cannabis annually. In turn, 48 North is well positioned to become a global leader in the production of low-cost, high-quality, next-generation products in the lead-up to Canada's legalization of these products later this year. Second, 48 North closed a bought deal for a total gross proceeds of $28.75 million. The proceeds are earmarked for the successful operation of the Good Farm and the development and distribution of next-generation cannabis products to consumers for Canadian retail sale. Third, the company announced that it entered into a formal partnership with Humble and Fume to build a state-of-the-art cannabis extraction facility and packaging line at the Good House. Upon completion of the extraction facility, 48 North is expected to be able to process more than 30,000 kilograms of cannabis annually. The build-out of the extraction facility and packaging line is expected to be completed in summer 2019 and is being funded by Humble and Fume. As a result, 48 North Good House will be fully equipped to both manufacture and conduct CO2 extraction, producing full-spectrum oil, distillates, and isolates, all critical ingredients in the development of next-generation value-added cannabis products. We will be using this equipment to execute on our previously announced licensing agreements with Mother & Clone and Avitus in the manufacturing of their 100% natural, additive-free, single-strain, and ultra-refined and purified products. Lastly, 48 North was recognized by its peers at the annual O Cannabis Industry Awards Gala as Brand of the Year. The entire team at 48 North is very proud of this accomplishment, which points to our superior brand recognition in the industry. I will now turn this call over to David Hackett, 48 North's Chief Financial Officer, to review the financial results.
Thank you, Allison. Revenues for the 3 months ending March 31st, 2019 were $689,000, down from Q2 revenues of $2.4 million and totaling $4.3 million for the 9 months ended March 31st, 2019. During the first two quarters of fiscal 19, we focused on deriving revenues from wholesaling dried cannabis to other licensed producers. We believe that, for the short term, sales to other licensed producers provided an important stream of revenue at good margins. With October 2019 fast approaching, we have started to increase our inventory levels in anticipation of new retail distribution options for 48 North branded cannabis, accessories, and products. As such, inventory at the end of Q3 increased from $928,000 in December to $2.48 million in March, representing a $1.55 million increase. Furthermore, our biological assets increased from $890,000 in December to $1.869 million in March, representing a $979,000 increase. With the acquisition of Good and Green in November, we are starting to put best-of-class growing techniques into the Delsham facility. While Good and Green is still in the early stages of cultivation, we expect it will be some time before it attains profitability. With the granting of a license for the Good Farm, we are currently evaluating the Good House's space allocations and how we can best use the space, assuming we will be delivering 40,000 kilograms of outdoor grown and looking to extraction for next-generation products. Inventory expense to cost of sales for the quarter was $199,000, consistent with the reduced revenues, with Q2 being $524,000, and reflects a change in accounting policy to capitalize production costs and expense these costs as cannabis is sold. Gross profit for the quarter was $2.6 million and $6.5 million for the 9 months ending March 31st, 2019. We recorded a net comprehensive loss of $1.472 million and an improvement over the same period of last year, which represents a net loss of $3.4 million. This quarter's net loss equates to a basic and fully diluted loss per share of 0.12 cents per share, and consistent with the 0.096 in Q2 and 0.13 per share in Q1. Included in this loss were some non-cash items, depreciation of $404,000, and $1.146 million in stock-based compensation totaling compared to $884,000 in Q2. Our continued positive momentum throughout the quarter resulted in a nine-month earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, and stock-based compensation of $696,000, up from Q2 of $618,000. This is EBITDA with adjustments made for stock-based compensation. We view EBITDA, and in this case, EBITDA-O, as a more accurate reflection of performance, and we have seen significant improvements to what we continue as we continue to execute our strategy. We continue to monitor our capital resources to assess and manage the liquidity needed to fund our operations, and at the end of Q3 2019, we had $18 million in cash on hand. In February, we repaid $2.3 million for a mortgage on the Good House, providing us with a debt-free balance sheet. During the quarter, we completed a $7 million equity investment with a U.S.-based investment fund. Subsequent to quarter end, in April, we completed a $28.75 million bought deal, and in May, we accelerated certain warrants to bring in an additional $13.6 million. With this additional $43 million, we believe that we are well positioned to execute our business plan over the coming year. During the quarter, we continued construction on the outdoor farm, and we are now ready to grow on 3.7 million square feet of land at the Good Farm. 48 North remains in the development stage, and while we do generate revenue from the sale of our dried cannabis, we are focusing on reducing the execution risks that comes with growing cannabis at scale. I will now turn the call back to Allison for her closing remarks.
48 North remains focused on positioning the company to compete and capitalize on opportunities that drive growth. Last week, the company hit a major milestone. The granting of the outdoor cultivation license for Good Farm is a game changer for the company. Overnight, the company expands its annual expected capacity from 5,000 kilos to over 45,000 kilos. As a result, I am confident that 48 North will deliver on its promise to produce high-quality, low-cost, organic cannabis for the next generation of cannabis products and the dried flower market. We are now better positioned than ever to deliver on our commitment to deliver high-quality cannabis products to the Canadian and international cannabis markets. 48 North knows that consumer packaged goods companies entering the cannabis space will need a low-cost, consistent, and organic cannabis input. 48 North's Good Farm, without question, fulfills this need. Furthermore, 48 North successfully achieved all of the milestones it targeted in its third quarter. Our strong business performance throughout the quarter drove positive EBITDA. The organization has sufficient cash on hand and is now better prepared than ever to deliver on its business plan. In addition, the company remains focused on looking for opportunities south of the border and in Europe as it recognizes that expanded distribution channels and therefore access to larger markets will be critical to the success of all cannabis companies. Furthermore, the company is committed to building out the second phase of its Good House facility in Brantford, Ontario. Our team remains focused on building a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility with robust extraction capabilities to satisfy a multitude of possible verticals. With the existing cash on hand, 48 North will be able to build out this facility in the near term. I have said this before, and it is still true. 48 North has a proven track record of hitting the milestones it sets out for itself, including being approved to open the largest cannabis facility in the country. As a company, we are concentrated on continuing this trend. This includes looking for best-in-class partners, building out the second phase of the Good House, growing and harvesting an estimated 40,000 kilos of dried cannabis from our outdoor farm, and launching a suite of next-generation cannabis products in the fall 2019. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now open the call for analyst questions. Please press star 1 on your keypad to join the queue. Again, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad to join the queue. Your first question comes from the line of Tony Wu from Mainstream Capital. Your line is open.
Thank you. Allison, that's real good news that you guys got the license now. I'm looking at the revenue that you produce here. Since it's $689,000, but you mentioned that you kept $2.481 million worth of inventory. And in fact, if I add those figures together, you come out with revenue should be $3.17 million, and you should have a 215% increase in revenue rather than a loss, looks like. And can you explain, Allison, why are you putting so much $2.4 million of your inventory and not selling it and just store it and what is your reason for doing that?
Thank you for your question. So the thought process really is we had told the market when we first got our Delshin license, sales license, that we would be selling wholesale to other licensed producers. We thought that that was a good short-term methodology of bringing in revenue to the company without having to enter the retail market, incur all the costs with shipping, with packaging, and all of that sort of thing. And so we sat back and really just supplied the wholesale market. We now see October 2019 coming at us quickly, and we want to be in a position where we are able to enter that market with both feet firmly planted and being able to move forward. That's why we took the step of saying, hey, listen, we want to be in a position to be able to have product for that market. Also note that until Friday, we actually didn't have the farm license. So we didn't know that we were actually going to get licensed for that, and we would have the ability of having, you know, additional stuff coming off the farm. We are also going to be using that inventory that we have in there to start to do, you know, dry flour, pre-packaged, pre-rolls, and packaging of dry flour, which you'll start to see in Quebec, in Ontario, and Alberta. So during the last time that we had this conversation, we've gone and done three provincial deals. We are now in a position to start to provide product in those marketplaces, and that's really why we sort of started to hold back some of that inventory. Does that answer your question?
I'll just
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to add that we are actually currently packaging some of that dried flour, the dry flour for pre-rolls. So you will be seeing those on the shelf soon.
Yeah, I really truly believe you can deliver everything you say. You have been doing that. You've been proving track record doing that. And I think it's a very wise business decision on your part, and I'm very satisfied. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, if analysts would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Semple from Echelon Wealth Partners. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning. My first question
hey,
this morning. Hi there. My first question this morning is just, well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on the licensing that you acquired at your farm. I did want to ask a question about the current state of the farm. Is that ready to be planted today? And is there any additional licensing needed for that farm, such as a processing license or a sales license down the road?
Hi there. This is Jeanette Vandermeer speaking, and thank you for your question. Unfortunately, in southern Ontario, this spring has been unduly wet and cold. All farming activities are about 2.5 to 3 weeks behind, and we are consistent with that. There is no further licensing required. Because we already hold a processing license at the Good House, which is approximately 10 minutes away, the farm is strictly a cultivation license. We'll be growing and harvesting there and transferring products to the Good House for processing, packaging, and manufacturing.
Great. Thanks for that. Do you have any, I guess, guidance on when we could expect first product from the farm to be available for the market?
So with summer cultivation, we do expect that we will have a small harvest sometime in July, and this will ensure our systems and our processes. But the bulk of the harvest will be in Q4 of this year. And those products obviously are destined with our state-of-the-art supply agreements with the FQDC and the ALGC, as well as other consumers, of course.
Great. Thanks for the color there. Can you comment on any further discussions with any additional provinces regarding outdoor supply commitments or agreements, or if not for the outdoor supply, for extract products?
Yes, we are actually in talks with all distributors, all provincial distributors at this time. Until we've signed those deals, we will not disclose that, but we're certainly in talks with all of them.
Great. And just a final question. Your pro forma cash balance is about $58 million. I know in your earlier remarks you commented on some of those proceeds being used for the Good Farm and for extraction capabilities. Is there any other uses for that capital, or any other places you would like to deploy some of that cash?
Andrew, it's David Hackett. So when we raised the money, we had provided in our prospectus an overview of where we were planning on using that money. So I sort of turn you back to the CDAR filings on that. With regards to the actual uses of cash, I think it gives us pretty good war chest at this point in time to see what's coming in the market. And I think, as Allison mentioned earlier, the U.S. marketplace is starting to open up. The European marketplace is starting to open up. I think this gives us, you know, the ability of being able to see the opportunities that are out there that we can act upon. I think if you had gone back 6 months ago, we didn't have that availability to sort of look at those kinds of deals. I think we now do.
Okay. Thank you very much for the color, and congrats on another quarter, and congrats on your new licensing.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Ms. Gordon, I turn the call back over to you.
On behalf of 48 North's employees, management, and board of directors, thank you for taking the time to dial into our conference call this morning. If there are any questions we have not answered, please don't hesitate to be in touch. Our investor relations contact information is available on our website. Thank you again for joining us, and have a great morning.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.